This is the Tree of Life, Season 3, Chapter 3. In this episode, we will be summarizing the central problems of intellectual feudalism and the partial solution of nonlinearity. In the 37 families, we talked about how there are archetypal consensual lineal lines which consolidate or accumulate intellectual territory through archetypal assignments provided to offspring during early puberty. The idea was that spatial territoriality was consolidated or converted into intellectual territoriality through sublimation. In other words, this portion that the archetypal consensual line passes onto offspring was accumulated by the spatial non-consensual lineal line, which forms the other pillar of the family, or multiple lines. This portion corresponds to the ability to verbalize either through language of any kind, mathematics, and coding included, their expectations regarding the environment into workable language, which is to say their intuitive feelings about the environment. Now, the telescopic effect was a manifestation of the stacking of perceptual experiences within families, which is to say that lateral alters are lineal in this manifestation. Now, there are two problems with this concept and their implications for the structure of society. First of all, the term intellectual feudalism was intended to reflect both aspects of this arrangement or organization of society. First, it is inheritable both because territoriality is conserved within lineal lines. Second, it is transmittable in the sense that it accrues to the benefit of family members once acquired through the telescopic effect. There was a solution to both of these problems in nonlinearity. Since we can see that within a nonlinear space, lateral alters are not linearly related, since we are all lineal within nonlinearity. Second, we can see that within nonlinearity there is no spatial non-consensuality, because it is a fully conjoined consensual space. All of this is to say that nonlinearity in both these ways solves the problems underlying intellectual feudalism. However, there is an added problem. Namely, that the telescopic effect connects nonlinearly related individuals within nonlinearity, potentially connecting people who are completely unrelated to some limit. After all, we all have a common ancestor. This means that the lateral telescopic effect effectively unifies all minds, to the benefit of some. For within nonlinearity, there is still the global actor and the local actor, and he whose objects are global, for him or her, all other lower objects are merely symbolic, a manifestation of his or her expectations. Thus, the telescopic effect is inherently hierarchical, which is an added problem that nonlinearity does not solve. But there is a similar problem to nonlinearity, which is to say that within a nonlinear space, all intellectual territory is potentially transmittable. There is no property except for those on top of the telescopic effect. In other words, nonlinearity doesn't just not solve the hierarchical nature of the problem, it actually magnifies it by ensuring appropriation according to global actors. There is similar problem created by the aggregation of the property holding rights associated with intellectual property at the top of the telescopic effect. Namely, that these intellectual property feudal title holders, so to speak, are unresponsive to new ideas which do not fit their expectations within the consensual framework. As a result, oftentimes, the new ideas are discarded once they reach the top of the telescopic effect, when in fact there may be some underlying merit to them which those feudal title holders cannot appreciate. Finally, there is a solution to these two problems of heredity and familial transmission or benefit created by the telescopic effect, which arises out of spatial non-consensuality. That is to say, that intellectual territory is harvested from spatial non-consensual actors, or consolidated, or accumulated from. Which is to say, that spatial non-consensual actors can redistribute spatial territoriality between family lines. These spatial non-consensual actors can also create new archetypal lines, or transition from one archetypal line to another. Which means that new lines can be created with the capacity to accumulate and consolidate territoriality. However, it requires recognition that ultimately two lines are required, one spatial non-consensual, one archetypal, regardless of the particular orientations of those constituent lines. Likewise, what we have discovered is that both spatial non-consensual actors and archetypal consensual actors can appropriate territory from other lines or actors, but only archetypal consensual lines can consolidate through sublimation and archetypal assignments to offspring. Nevertheless, this later approach to the problem doesn't solve the underlying issues with the paradigm of the 37 families. It merely provides an opportunity for improving the system as it currently stands. But, barring some other way to dismantle what might ostensibly be a hereditary phenomenon, the telescopic effect, it might be the only way to improve the social organization of the world as it currently stands. That's the end of the podcast for today.